Welcome to Shomar Shalom Daf. She responds to the Nishpa Sarim Beakav Shalom Le'ab Hasitzchok. We're holding in Yevamos Daf Ayin Beis. The Gemara in Mudalev on the top of the page says that the reason why for 40 years in the Midbar Am Yisrael did not have the Ruach Tzfoinis, the northern wind, is because Mishum de Nezufim Hovo. They had a Nezifo because the Kodesh Baruch Hu was angering them on the Chet, on the sin that they did. Which Chet exactly brought the status of Nezifo? So Rashi does argue. Rashi says, there were Nosuf in Maisa Egel. When they did Chet Egel, that's why they became Nosuf and there was no Ruach Tzfoinis, there was no northern wind. Toises argues, says Toises, we're not talking about Maisa Egel, we're talking about Maisa Miraglim. Why? Because on Maisa Egel it says, Salachti, because Bog forgave them. And afterwards there was building of the Mishkan. You can add to this, what Rashi brings in the beginning of Pashas Pkudei. Eilip kudei mishkan mishkan eidus. Why is it called eidus? Eidus li Yisrael shekiper lohem al maisa egel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mechaper am Yisrael. He rectified the sin of Chet Egel. So says Taisis, why were there nezuvim Chet Egel? There was a slich over there. And therefore Taisis says, we talk about Chet Meraglim. That's the Chet that caused the nezifo for am Yisrael. Now, both Pshat of Rashi and of Taisis, both are problematic. There's questions of both. We spoke about this Leil and Chagiga Davov, and we're repeating now some of the things we mentioned there. The Gemara there says that Am Yisrael could not be Zvochi, could not be Korbanis in the Midbar because they were in Nezufim. So who brought it instead? There was Bnei Levi. Bnei Levi didn't do the Chait. They're the ones that brought the Korbanis in the Midbar. Says the Rashash, you see over there the what? That the Chait we're talking about is Chait HaEgel. Because which Chait Bnei Levi did not participate? Bnei Levi did not participate in Chet Egel. The Gemara there says that the Zifa of Am Yisrael excluded Bnei Levi, they were not part of it. That's Chet Egel. Furthermore, ask the Rashash, that what is Tosfos saying over here that it says Salachti, because we forgave on Chet Egel? Where does it say in the Torah Salachti Kedvarecha? Salachti Kedvarecha says in Parashas Shlach, when Moshe Rabbeinu was talking about Chet Meraglim. After Am Yisrael did Chet Meraglim, Moshe dedicated Damit to Hashem. So Salachti is not mentioned Chet Egel. After all, Salachti is mentioned Chet Meraglim. So what does Tosfos even want that the Salachti is mentioned Chet Egel? On the other hand, you have a problem with Rashi too, because the Gemara in Tainis, in the Flamad Amud Beis, at the end of the Masechta brings that one of the reasons we have a Simcha in Tu B'Av is because Achlo Kolu Mosei Midbar Loya Dibur Moshe. Until all Am Yisrael died in the Midbar. So Moshe Rabbeinu did not have a dibur, wasn't able to speak to Kadosh Baruch Hu privately, as Rashi says. What chait caused the Meis Midbar? What chait caused the fact that there was no dibur in Moshe? That's chait the miracle. That's when there was a punishment in Am Yisrael to die in the Midbar. And Rashi says that clearly in Chumash. When it says, Vayidabar Hashem Elai, after the 40 years, says Rashi, Mishiluach ha-miragli matkan lo yinemar parashasu vayidaber ela vayoymer. There's no clear dibur. Because the whole 38 years they were in the Zufim in the Midbar, lo nisyachadim or dibur b'loshul chiv upon him. They were in the Zufim for 30 years. Since when? Since Chet HaMeraglim, when they had to die. So Rashi clearly says in Chumash, based on the Gemara in Tainis, that the Zifa of Am Yisrael came from Chet HaMeraglim. So how do we reconcile all this? Does it start with Chet HaEgel, or does it start with Chet HaMeraglim? But the answer is, the Eilu v'Eilu dibur l'kim chayim, and they're both true. The Pshat of Rashi, Pshat Tesis, you can put them together. And this is based on the Pasuk and Chumash and Pashas Kisiso after Chet HaEgel. The Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Ubiyoyim Pokti Upokati Alehem Chatosom. Yom Pokti, when there will be a Pekido, when I'll punish you, so then there will be a Pekido on Chet HaEgel. Rashi says, we're talking about any punishment that comes later in history, the Kadosh Baruch Hu will punish a little bit on Chet HaEgel. And the Sforno there brings that specifically we're talking about Chet HaMeraglim. Ubiyam Pakti, says the Sforno, Shiosifu Lachto Kemoi Bamiraglim, when there'll be any more Chet after the Chet HaEgel, like Miraglim is one of them, then Upakati Malem Chatosam Zayachet, then I'll punish them for Chet HaEgel. Meaning, Chet HaEgel was the beginning of the deterioration of Am Yisrael. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave up on Chet HaEgel somewhat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm not going to punish, I'm going to let it go for now. But if there will be a chet later, the chet later will be me'orer, will reignite the punishment of Chet HaEgel. When I give you a punishment in the future, it will come also to Chet HaEgel as well. And to add to this, and when Pashas Shlach, when it says, So a simple understanding is Kadosh Baruch Hu selech and chayta meraglim gave slicho, somewhat of a slicho on chayta meraglim. But the Chizkuni there says, and the Chasam Sefer by us over here in the end of the Gemara brings that in the name of the Pirush Baal HaTosis as well to explain the Tosis by us. Kadosh Baruch Hu said salachti kedvarach in the past. In chayta egel I forgave Am Yisrael. That was the past. I'm not forgiving now. Loshon Chizkuni is salachti kedvarach pam acha zemaisa egel vitaitelem. I did forgive Am Yisrael in the past. Aval achshav lo yeslach lehem, aval ephraim. And now I'm not going to forgive anymore. Meaning, really there was a condition. It was almost like a tenai. Kadosh Baruch Hu said on Chet Ha'egel, I'll let it go. But in the condition that there will not be any more Chet later, there won't be Chet HaMeraglim or any other Chatoim later. Once Chet HaMeraglim came, then we got back on Chet Ha'egel. So you merely Rashi and Tosfos go together very nicely. What are they Nezuvim for? Well, the Nezuvim started only after Chet HaMeraglim. But where did the Nezuvim begin? It starts with Chet Ha'egel. Chet HaMeraglim just completes the Chet Ha'egel. You mean that's why the Dibur wasn't with Moshe Rabbeinu only from Chet HaMeraglim. That's when it was complete. And when it says Salachti Kedvarecha, it refers to Chet HaEgel, not to Chet HaMeraglim, even though it's written Chet HaMeraglim. Then Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm forgiving in the past, now in the present. And when the Gemara in Chagiga says the Bnei Levi were the ones that brought Karbonis, yeah, once they got the Chet HaMeraglim, retroactively, anybody who sinned in Chet HaEgel got the real full punishment. But the Bnei Levi did not sin in Chet HaEgel. Maybe they had someone to punish for Chet HaMeraglim, but not the same thing like for the rest of Am Yisrael. And this fits very much with our schedule of the year, because we have Yeshivasar B'Tamuz, which is Chet HaEgel, and Tisha B'Av, which is Keneged Chet HaMeraglim. And they're both connected together in Yemei Beinim Mitzrayim, the 3 weeks. Meaning it's a mahalach. You start with Chet HaEgel, that's the beginning of the Peronos, and you end with Chet HaMeraglim, and both together bring the Nezifo. That seems the way to reconcile all these stiras to explain our Gemara. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shove email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshove@gmail.com.